Hi, I'm Maggie Dobosch. You're listening to Life Partners Podcast, where we explore life-inspired deep stuff as life partners, for life partners, and for aspiring life partners. Enjoy!
We are
talking about two types of energies that we have in relationships, and it's not, and I'm talking about partners, right? Life partners, lifelong relationships and long-term relationships. So it's something that it's called feminine energy and masculine energy by many people because it's kind of mainstream labeling.
Okay, so we'll use that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Should be mentioned that we're doing this episode based on popular demand from our 14 subscribers.
Exactly. That's right.
I think we should talk about what is feminine and masculine energy. I mean, is it related to the sexes or is it actually an energy? So a man could have more feminine energy and a woman could have more masculine energy, right?
Yes. So the names, even though it's feminine and masculine, they do not rely on the split between genders. So it's not like man has always masculine energy. No, in fact, men would have both masculine and feminine. And then the ratio of that would make the man from the outside look more masculine or more feminine. So if the man's ratio of energies is in that social context, you interact with him, more masculine over feminine energy, you think, oh, he's a masculine guy. But you can see him in different setting, you can see him in different contexts, and he might have way more feminine energy all of the sudden. And then you're like, oh, I didn't see my friend from this side, you know?
But it's fair to say, I think, that, you know, men at least traditionally will have more of a masculine energy core and women will have more of a feminine energy core. But that's an oversimplification. And as you say, I think it will change depending on the situation. But in relationships, at least, you know, the traditional ones, there is a masculine energy that attracts the feminine energy. It's polarities, right?
Mm.
And it's this polarity that creates the attraction.
So, yes. If both people have masculine as strong dominant energy in them, then it will be like hard on hard. You can't really have the play. Attraction, it will be the same with magnets. If I bring the same end of the magnet to another magnet, both are north-north, let's say, then they're going to be repelling or pushing each other away.
That's exactly right.
But you've mentioned the traditional, and it was more true in the past when we have those split roles in the household, when men would be going out there and earning money and wife would stay at home and she wouldn't have any other job other than just looking after the kid and doing laundry for hours and cooking for hours and cleaning for hours, right? That was like a lifestyle, but that was like, what, 50s, 60s, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think modern society has changed us and as regards the need, basically, we have to utilize the different energies within us. You know, like you said, traditionally, the wife or the woman would stay at home and look after the family and the home, whilst in modern society, both will be working, even though there's children involved very often. So, you know, both need to bring home the bacon. You know, if we go a little bit back to what is sort of the definitions of feminine and masculine energy, I think feminine energy is more like a fluid feeling, more of a just a being state, while the masculine is more action oriented, goal getting kind of thing, which is something you will need in your professional life, for instance. And I would think that because of the change of demands on us in our society, that more women have to go out and, well, be, you know, powerful women utilizing their masculine traits. It's probably become difficult for a lot of women to bring out their feminine side when it comes to relationships at times as well. Sometimes it can be creating an imbalance that you have this masculine trait that you use and that you've been told that you need to have to get through your school, get a good job and make a career. And then when you come to a relationship, you still carry that masculine, I'll call it mask if you want, for a lot of people, or at least that masculine trait.
A role, maybe not even a mask. I think it's a role. It's almost masculine role. Like you step into your masculine energy to be achiever, to deliver, to be perceived as also strong. And of course, you by being in masculine, if this is a woman, for example, in masculine, it would be even intimidating to the guys who try to date the lady.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of men, they will feel their, call it dominance, for the lack of a better word, being challenged, and it will make them insecure, right? Or that, you know, that just the chemistry isn't there, the polarity that we talked about. Feminine energy and masculine energy attract each other.
One thing is if someone steps into their masculine energy, having more masculine role, or their feminine energy more, and they have more feminine role, right? This is a separate thing from being secure and insecure. I need to split that, because you can have emotionally secure person who is secure in the masculine. Secure. It's basically they don't feel like they have to prove anything to anyone. They feel comfortable with themselves. They accept themselves. They value themselves. They recognize the value of other people. They don't feel threatened by others. They solve their own issues when they pop, so they don't accumulate stuff for later just because it's easier. So there are like people who really have their things together.
Mm. Yep.
And those ones, when you are masculine energy men, you step into your masculine and you meet another masculine energy woman, I don't think this will cause you to have insecurities. I just think that for the secure male with masculine energy, meeting a woman who has that masculine would feel just not as attractive, because he will just feel like she's a buddy. She is nice to interact with or do work with, but he wouldn't have sexual desire. That's what I experienced. Like, they can be friends. The only attraction that I've noticed between strong masculine energy guy and masculine energy woman, if there is sexual attraction, it's because maybe the guy needs to compete and a dominant, very strong woman. And that's sign of insecurity. So I will be very careful if there's a strong energy, masculine energy woman listening to this, and there's person in her world that has got strong masculine energy as a male, and there's attraction, and he wants to sleep with her, and she feels that, I would be very careful. To me, it's a clear sign that he just wants to sleep with her to win her, dominate her, show her that he's more of a man. Yeah. Insecurity, right there.
Yeah. And I think it's important to know that, you know, that you have degrees of the two energies as well. Someone can be, you know, having a lot of masculine energy, and someone else will have masculine energy being the dominant, but it's not on the on the extreme end of the scale. And the same for the feminine. It's
spectrum. So it's not like on and off. It's not black and white. It's not like, oh, she's got feminine energy. Everybody has got feminine energy to a degree. So if we look at percentages and ratio, let's say this person has got 80% feminine and 20% masculine, just for example, right? Just to show that there is mixture, but the feminine is way more dominant energy in her. And also this can change with the context. And as you said initially, at work, we will be praising, we will be using more of action-driven, focused, determined, leadership-like traits that are masculine energy traits. And the corporate environment and work environment will be promoting those.
Yeah, absolutely. This can lead to problems for a lot of women in, say, dating and in relationships. You know, if they're not capable of making smooth transitions between their energies and they stay in one state too much, then that will create challenges for them in their love life.
Yeah, I agree, because you need to be able to switch smoothly between energies. And you must understand in which context, which energy is the one you should step into.
Exactly.
At work, step into masculine energy. In sexual life, in your romantic life, if your partnership, your love life, woman who steps into feminine is attractive and attracting the men in your masculine. I consider this healthy. To me, when you are in your masculine, it's attractive to me. That's why I step into my feminine and I change tonality, I change the way I dress, I like the makeup, I become a more ladylike, kind of more girly in that way. The energy changes. This is something that most likely nobody at work will ever see, because that's a different context.
Yeah.
And at home, I have that girliness and soft energy and cuteness going on, because I see you then taking the masculine space, because I make the space for you. I don't fill up the space in the relationship with my strong energy.
Yeah, there is like an interaction that happens between the partners here. I think if you have a healthy relationship, you almost allow the other one to step into those roles, right? It happens somewhat naturally. But again, I think that depends a little bit on each relationship as well. You know, if you allow that and if you're comfortable with each other to just drop your guard and things happen naturally.
First, if I had a partner, I don't think this would be my partner, but let's imagine I would be with someone who doesn't have much masculine energy in them, then it will be up to me to hold on to my masculine energy, which I might like for some time because I enjoy being in my masculine and being a go-getter, set goals, being organized and just go and get it, right? But I don't want to stay there. I want to step away from that energy and I want to be the woman, the lady, care after me, protect me and the baby one day, you know, that kind of stuff. I enjoy that. I identify myself as the secure feminine energy. I don't have a need to keep up to my strength and show that I am that kind of fighter woman. I don't have that need to do so.
Yeah, you want to be led and you want to be felt protected and safe.
In my feminine energy, yes. Yeah. If I would see that my partner, which I believe I wouldn't have a partner like that, if I would see that the guy has no masculine energy to the level that I need to feel safe, to step into my feminine, I would not step into my feminine. I would be the guy in the relationship. I'll call the shots, I would be dominant, and he will have to be a follower, and I will have to be the kind of protector.
And there's nothing wrong with that in relationships like that. But
no, because
for most people, it's not like that in a traditional, you know, man and woman relationship. But what I think is, you know, if you look at the world, certainly the Western world today, there are so many single households out there. And this places a certain requirement on that single person to be, you
both.
Know, well, to be both, absolutely. If it's, you know, you have a child, for instance, that you need to, you know, look after and take care of, then okay. But also at the same time, you also have to do a lot of the things that, well, typically would fall to the one with the most masculine energy. And if you live in single households or you are single, well, I mean, you're going to have those masculine traits on an everyday basis. And I think maybe for a lot of people in dating situations, this can create a little bit of a havoc as well, that it's hard to step into those feminine energy situations.
Dating is very difficult. It's very difficult for single mothers who get their
together.
Yeah. So those single mothers who really rock and get things done and provide for their family and run the household, and, you know, it's incredibly difficult for them to find a masculine man because they naturally are so often in their masculine that they will be repelling a healthy and secure masculine energy guy. So they are unfortunately destined to be attracting feminine energy guy who's got more dominant feminine in him. And unfortunately, that will not be a pretty view. I don't think over time this will be good, because let's remember that single mothers step into their masculine out of necessity. This is the situation. They can do that for years. It doesn't mean that they are more comfortable, naturally gravitating to masculine. They do it because that's required. So they most likely will want to be in their feminine. that might be much more natural for them to be that soft and embracing, connecting, loving, warm woman that they have within them. And they want to be that in their relationship. But in order to attract a guy like that, they already have to step into it when they're dating. And they need to remember about this.
When you were talking about this, it reminded me of a joke I heard on a TV series called Full House. I think it was the youngest child of the patriarch of the family, the husband. He was talking to this young boy and who had quite a bit of feminine energy, seemingly. And during the course of the conversation, the dad told his son that, son, one day you will make a very lucky woman, a great second husband. And I think then I was thinking of, you know, the strong women, single women that have a child or children and then go out to look for a partner. Okay, maybe they will find someone with a more feminine energy. Well, it is what it is. Anyway, let's
also remember that naturally they are also people. And especially when we look at gay couples, lesbian couples, when we look at that LGBTQ community and so on, they will have their preferences in which energies they express themselves, enjoy themselves more in the relationship context. So even when we see two guys together, one of them takes more feminine energy as the dominant energy in him, and the other one takes more masculine energy as the dominant energy in him. And that is the yin-yang. This is how they are complementing each other. Of course, when they are together, one of them can be more masculine, the other more feminine. But in the context, let's say sexually, they can flip. And then the other becomes more feminine and the other more masculine. So this can change. So it's not something set that we have in the relationship because, they change on the situation in the relationship as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like we talked about earlier, you know, that a lot of people will be able to have that fluency. Mm-hmm. So they adapt their energy depending on the situation. And I think that one of the maybe takeaways for people listening to this is try and be aware of your energy in the different situations and what do you think might be most beneficial for you in those situations. Is there anything we could make of recommendations for people listening to this on how to deal with their various energies and the spectrum?
Well, first, as you said, realize which one you are exuding. It's one thing, but ask yourself, which one do you find attractive? Some people will prefer another person to be more feminine, the others more masculine. And there are people who do not want to have any of those energies more dominant than the other. 50-50%. And they are the happiest when they have both at the same level. Any situation, relationship, not relationship, work, not work, they want to have both and as close ratio to each other as possible. There are people like that.
Absolutely.
But be aware of it because which ones is your preference? Which one attracts you more?
Yeah. In a modern society, I think there's grown up certain expectations, certainly on the men, to be more in touch with their feminine side.
These days?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort of tone down maybe their masculinity. But at the same time, you also see women becoming more towards the masculine. It's sort of making a bit of a wishy-washy of the traditional sexual roles or sexes.
I don't really care about upholding the tradition or not upholding the tradition, but I care about the mental health and how people would feel in their bodies, in their sexualities, in their identities, right? I want them to feel healthy and comfortable.
And this is my point, because, you know, with the expectations that society has put upon, well, certainly men, and I think as a result, women having changed as well, this can lead to internal turmoil for each person. So I think it's in order for you to be, as you say, happy and, you know, feeling that you have that balance within you as regards the various energies that is natural for you, spend some time reflecting on that. You know, maybe you shouldn't be as you think society expects of you.
Conforming exactly. to the expectations of today's society, yes. because this might be leading you to the breakdown of your identity as a man or as a woman or as a person of any gender you are resonating with, right? It's really important to know what feels right to you and stick to that.
And if your partner can help with that as well, because that's very much your relationship is a symbiosis of yin and yang, right? So you need to find that balance that works for the both of you, that, you know, the level of masculinity within one and the level of feminine energy as well within you. And if you can find everyday actions between you that gives you that best stability, whether it's, you know, the way you divide up your house chores, who initiates sexual advances, who decides on going on holiday, and who takes out the trash or whatever, you know, it's
from small things to big things.
Yeah, exactly. It is important to have open communication.
Yes, and being complemented by your partner. So there's compatibility between you and your partner. What makes powerful person is when they have access to both energies and they can switch between one and another, and they can complement the partner in the situation. If this is a romantic partner or business partner, they want to complement that other side. These will be outperforming those who don't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you are very capable of adjusting your masculine and feminine energies, you will have a competitive advantage in professional life and most likely in your private life.
Question: can you change your energy or increase one of the energies? Because people try to do that. For example, men feel obliged to be more in their masculine and they are naturally not as strong masculine energy guys, and they'll be like, oh, I want to, you know, go to the gym, I want to meet other blokes, I want to do blokey things, I want to do motorcycles, I want to do some kickboxing, you know, I want to have that masculine energy increased in me. Can they really do that or actually not? What do you think?
I'm 100% sure you can. 100%. Well, to a certain degree, of course. I mean, you can't go from being extremely, you know, feminine energy oriented to being extremely masculine energy oriented. But I think if you feel like you should be more on one side, there are things you can do.
You can generate more masculine energy within you through the activities that are nourishing your masculine side.
Yeah.
And you can also develop or grow your feminine energy side by doing activities that are building the stronger in you. So
I mean, if you want more masculine energy, go lift weights, for instance, in the gym. If you want more feminine energy, go take a painting class and be more creative. And I think if you can do that over a certain period of time so that it changes your habits, then that's going to change your energy as well. It's like letting your body know that, okay, I'm actually in need of more of that energy. So experiment, try things out, and stick with it for a while. And then I'm sure you will see that you change your energy.
Very good for single parents, because sometimes men who is raising his own family without a female on his side, he will have a role of a mother as much as a father. Then he would struggle to just be the guy in his masculine only, because he's so strongly developed in the nurturing and caring and loving and creative and for the kids energy. So he would benefit from the activities that nurture his masculine side.
Yeah. And, you know, the sheer company that you keep as well is going to affect you.
Your company as your friends, your circle, your social circle.
Yeah.
Look at your social circle and figure out if you have more strong, like, which energy is dominant energy? Is the masculine? Is it the feminine? Which person is what kind of person? And who do you want to stick with? Because they will influence you.
Absolutely.